Today's shiur is going to cover Mem Dalad Amid Beis in the Darm. We are on the bottom line in Mem Dalad Amid Aleph. This is the last point we were talking about. According to the Chachamim, that we saw that you can't be chozer and retract something you made hefker after 3 days. Right? So Mor asks like this: Aval de'oraisa lo havi hefker. Right? On a Torah level, right, the thing should be hefker, should be owned according to Biosi, regardless of when the person decides to chozer and retract. As long as no one else came along and acquired it in the meantime, right, it should be hefker. So Amud Beis, v'dum osi la'asuri min achiyev al patur, min apatur al achiyev. Okay, so this is, let's explain this a little bit. That would be a problem, because maybe the guy's going to come, you have to only take Trumas and Maisers from things that are chayav on a Torah level for something else is chayav on a Torah level. If you took something that's not chayav on a deraisa level, that would be a problem. So if we out on a deraisa level, these peros, this tavua, the produce isn't really hefker. So therefore, it does need to have Maisers separated from it. But if you come going to make this takanas, then people might think this is hefker, and they'll think that they're going to be potter from it, right? So perhaps a different thing, they're going to make a mistake and think that no, the chiyuv to be mafrish truma from this is only derabanan, and then the problem is because you have to take a truma and maaser from something deraisa on something on the same level as well. Let's go through the mafarish now. He gives two explanations. He says like at the top line. He says, "Dekeiven da'amar dechol shloshi yomim lo havi hefker lo midereisa v'lo midrabanan." Right, the first 3 days, it's not hefker on a Torah level or on a rabbinic level. V'arminim le delitrom hayde hefker. Right, to take the truma on this, it's hefker. Sover hamafker, the one who made it hefker, is going to say, "Vadi midereisa havi hefker." Certainly, on a Torah level, this is considered to be hefker. Hefker potem milafrushe mine truma meiser, and therefore I'm exempt because I don't have to take truma meiser from something that's really hefker. Really, it's a rabbinic requirement to have to take this because of these tricksters that we saw in the previous year. And then he's going to take and trumas and maisers from things that are chayiv, sometimes really potter. The dilma. So let's explain this. If you have a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom of it, so that is considered to be mechuba lekarka. Even though you can pick up the flower plant, since it has that hole, we consider that it's yanika, its sustenance is coming through the ground, it's chayv on a deoraisa level to take truma maisa from flower pots that have a hole in the bottom. However, an otit she'ena nokuv, if you have a flower pot that does not have a hole, so then on that, it's not chayv on a deoraisa level. An otit she'ena nokuv, this flower pot without the hole, is chayv on a derabanan level. You have to be mafresh truma and maisa from it. But it could be confusing because you see a flower pot on the ground, and if you don't look closely, you won't see. You won't be able to tell if it has really a hole in the bottom or not. So that's what the Mefarsh is explaining over here. Let's go back a second. The Dilma Isle Otis Sheinu Nokuv, right? You have this flower pot without a hole in it. The Chai Lasturi Midurabonin, Vlo Dereisa. It only has a rabbinic obligation, not on a Torah level. To Lo Krinabe, it's not called Hayotze Hasoda. For Omel, the guy said, Hai Midurabonin, Vahai Midurabonin. The guy is going to think this is Chai Midurabonin, and he has his field that's Chayav on a derbanalim. Umafrish mehai hefker ahai otish in a nokiv. So he'll take from the hefker land that he thinks is on a derbanal level, and he'll use that for the flower pot without the hole in it. Vator amra v'harimosem imenu min achiyav al achiyav v'lo min hapotro al achiyav. Right, because you're going to make a mistake now because you didn't separate things that are on the same level of obligation. Mipnei shenira ke poide truma ke adam ze shepoide hekdeishoy b'maus trumas u'maiser ein lehem pidyon le'olam. Okay, so he's going to look like he's just redeeming it. Hilkach afilu min achiyev lo amru litrom elamin hamukaf. That's what you have to do around from the b'torah min hamukaf, which is next to it. Mikol makom im torah mizeh al ze shelo min hamukaf truma. But nevertheless, if you didn't do it the way you didn't take min hamukaf, it's still going to be a good truma. Hosh ze v'zeh chayv hu, because technically speaking, it is things. So that's the first shot in the mefarsh. Because the second one, lishnachrina, the second way of explaining what the Gemara's question was, im amar demikan ve'elach. If you're saying now after 3 days you can't be choizer, right? Because the first explanation in the first 3 days. According to this, the problem is within the after 3 days. D'midrabbonon havi hefker, aval midraisa lo havi hefker. It's only a rabbinic hefker, not a deraisa. Hashtanami osi minei churba. Something terrible is going to come out from this. The high mafker sovlon who made hefker is going to think, afili midraisa havi hefker. This is really hefker on a deraisa level, but it's not. It's only hefker on a derabbonon level. Han mechayev trumo meiser midrabbonon. He's going to take something that's only chayev on a derabbonon, this which is really on derabbonon. But osi lafrushe min hapotro alachios. So he's going to use this derabbonon and try to pot himself something that's known as Duraisa. So that's the two pshatim in the Mefarish as to what's going to happen. Now the Re, quotes by the look in Tosfos. Tosfos has a different understanding of what the problem is. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Titoch Shlosha, Lo Havi Hefgir, Lo'ula Parech Nemuki Lo, Kidurabonin, To Amr Le'el Midurisa Havi Hefgir, Midurabonin Hu Chai B'Maiser, V'chein B'Seifa, Ad Shlo Zocha Bo, Bein hu bein achir yochel lachsebo ve'im kein osi dasurei min achir v'al ha'potter. Aval apirish ri parech del tarvayhu kevin de midaraisa havi hefker u'maisa minei ube. So the Gemara is going to explain in a second, but according to the ri, right, and the Rosh learns like this, is they're learning that the question and the answer are going to be both according to Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that since he's, you tell this guy that he's required to take Meiser from it, he's going to make a mistake, and he's going to think that it's on a Chayav and a Deraisa level, so he's going to use that, the other things that have to be separate on a Deraisa level. But according to them, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the question is really only on the Rabbonim, right? Because according to Biosi, it's not Hefkir by Deraisa, and you are Chayav on a Deraisa level to take to Meiser, and that's, according to that, it's really not going to be a problem, because you could use it for the Deraisa. So let's not see the answer to the Gemara. That was just a long explanation of what the question was. Vamrinan le. This is not going to be a problem, says the Gemara. Right? If the guy is choizer making after hefgir after 3 days, ki me'asart, me'asrat, asar mineube. When he's taking the meiser, he's doing it from itself. So you're taking it from this. I mean, the whole question was, you're going to use it for something else. We're not saying no. You're doing it, it's self-contained. Mineube means from it, the object itself. So it's not going to be a problem about using it onto other things. Okay. Meis v'asli akashtum abraisa hamafkir es karmo. Guy makes his kerem, his vineyard, he makes it hefker. Uleshacher amal ubotro. And then in the morning, he gets up and starts picking grapes from his kerem. So what does that say? Chayev beperet v'olos. He's chayiv now for the parrot or the ones that fell down. The olos, like the underdeveloped clusters of grapes. The shichicha, that's the things that you forget, the sheaves. The peya, that's the edges of the corners of the field by the kerem. You have to give those to matnas aniyim. However, potter min ha-maiser, but he's potter from taking meiser from his kerem, because since it's hefker, so therefore there's really no obligation to take meiser from this. So bishleim leula, the braisa works well according to ula, right? Derabbanan ketani lo, deraisa ketani lo, because the rabbanan are going on the braisa that even though the rabbanan said that the chacham said that it's going to be hefker, that doesn't take place until after 3 days. And this guy got up and did it the next morning, right away, within the first 3 days. So that's not a problem, because by deraisa it should be hefker immediately. El reish lakish, but according to reish lakish, so the problem is like this: am I potter min ha-maiser? Why you don't have to give maiser from, because it hasn't been 3 days. So according to reish lakish, neither by deraisa or derabbanan does the hefker status kick in. So that's the kasha. Again, it works well according to Ula's explanation, but to Reish Lakish we have the kasha. So Omalach, Reish Lakish will say the following: Ki Amri Ono L'Reb Yossi. When I said, right, the pshat I'm telling within Reb Yossi, the sheet of Reb Yossi, and he holds that the item which is hefker doesn't leave the owner's possession, so to speak, until the other guy is kona it. But Ha Rabbanan, this Bryce that you're asking me, that's according to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan, Rabbanan is different. This Bryce works according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold no. Once you mafkir something, then it's out of your reshus immediately. So that's why, as soon as the guy was mafkir it, he is potter from separating the meiser.